sacrifice itself. It's been a while, and tonight's going to be a little bit shorter. I forgot, but I have to give a talk downstairs. I forgot to say that earlier. It's Hashem at 9:30. Today I remembered. We're being Isaac from the beginning of the year in the Klal of Chassidus. We're learning a little bit this morning by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's Shia, by the Maimarim Shir, the klal of what Chassidus is, sort of an overview with a hergish of what Chassidus was machadish. And Bez Hashem, when we finish this Hagdama, we'll go into Prate Pratim in the Svar Makadosh Yom Hashem. We're on page 13, on top, I wrote there 13. It says Yud Gimel from Shia Pei Tes Yud Gimel, page Yud Gimel. It's hard with the pages to keep up a little bit. I hope you have. Rav Motl's explaining how everything that was before in Chassidus remained the same. The Baal Shem HaKadosh and Talmid Baal Shem were not coming to change Chas V'Shalom anything. And yet everything was different. Everything was different. The Nishmas Kol Chai of Yiddishkeit was different. K'moy Chayin L'Inyan Shabbos. What was Shabbos before the Baal Shem and Shabbos after the Baal Shem? The same Masech the Shabbos. The same Ovis and the same Toldus. The same Kiddush, the same Havdalah, even the same smears that are printed in the Siddur. So what changed? Again, a tam. K'maychenu l'nina Shabbos sheyesh chiluk sheben hesyachasus the Shabbos kipshuta, ben mahuso sheyema Shabbos api chsida suplim yisa inyon. This is a big chiluk, a tremendous chiluk. Between how Shabbos was lived, kipshuta, and still is by many people, kipshuta. A beautiful, simple Shabbos of a beautiful, simple Jew, kipshuta, even of Talmid Chachamim. Mish'ein kein the muhus of Shabbos, b'derech hachsidus. Dinal pipshat Shabbos uzech l'maisa b'reishis. Pipshat, the way we were raised, which is totally true, is Shabbos is Eichel Maisa Bereshis. That with Shabbos we remember Maisa Bereshis. And one can learn that sugya of Shabbos being Eichel Maisa Bereshis, but Oimek, in depth, with all the Mefarshim, what that means, and what is that inyan of Eichel Maisa Bereshis. Why do we need to remember Maisa Bereshis? What's that about? Why is that so important? Meaning that there's a day that was designated, to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, the creator of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boros Olam Amloya B'Sheishis Mei B'Reishis V'Shavas B'Yem HaShvi. Well, Zei Chazeh Shoyim Shabbos. So if you ask, if you would have asked 500 years ago, and you would ask today, a nice Erlich Yid at Shomer Shabbos, what's the Inyan of Shabbos? So he would tell you that it's Zeich L'Maisa Bereishis, and to remember that there's a Borei Olam, and he created the world, Yesh Me'ayim, and then Shavas B'Yom HaShvi. If it's a Talmud Chacham, so Talmud Chacham will say, Perushim and Hezbeirim, and that inyan of remembering Ma'aseh Bereishis. But L'Zeicher Zeh Shomer Shabbos. So our Shabbos is L'Zeicher, which we say in the Nusach of Kiddush and Davening. It's Zeicher L'Ma'aseh Bereishis. K'mar chenu zeichli yitzias Mitzrayim. Of course, they're the first luchas and the second luchas. And zeichli yitzias Mitzrayim is also. Like many other mitzvahs, Shabbos is one of those many mitzvahs that we could say it's the father of the mitzvahs that are zeichli yitzias Mitzrayim. Also, to take us back and to remember that we left Mitzrayim. And there too, it's a big sugya. It's the sugya of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And what it means, Yitzias Mitzrayim, whatever Yitzias Mitzrayim means, so a big Talmud Chacham that's in the sugya of Shabbos is in the sugya of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He's in the sugya of Maaseh Bereishis and the sugya of Yitzias Mitzrayim. These are big sugyas. And there's plenty to talk about. Bavade Dover Godelhu is a big thing. She'elu heim yisoydes hemun ha'ikarim. Shabbos and Yitzias Mitzrayim together are the foundation of our amunah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the boirei kol olamos, is the inyan of Shabbos. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu is manhig, mashgiach, involved every moment, is the new Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, when he says Biktzar, we're talking about a few sentences. This is the biggest inyan. But in a little bit, again, this is a klal, a tam. Of what's the inyan of Shabbos? Al pi pnimiyus hadavar. Zeicha l'maaseh bereishis, zeicha l'yitzias Mitzrayim at Shabbos. What's the pnimiyus hadavar? Shu inyan archa l'gamrei. It's a different inyan. It's not a stira. It's not a contradiction, but it's a different inyan. V'mashir Shabbos hu zman aliyas ha'olamos. Anybody who ever learned in the Svarim HaKadosha, learned Siddur Shel Shabbos and other Svarim, a little bit, you know, and you've seen at least the words, even though it's hard to understand what the words mean, we'll get a time a little bit now. But you've seen the words, if you learned this Svarim, you've seen the words that Shabbos is the day of aliyas ha'olamos, where all worlds ascend, return to the Makar, to the source. So it says all over this one, Aliyas Ha'olamos. That's from the Zohar Kodesh. Aliyas Ha'olamos. The worlds return, rise, ascend. When one looks carefully at the Tfilas, Ba'aymik, it's all about Aliyas Ha'olamos. So she'oz yesh aliyah l'kol ha'olamos, that all olamos have an aliyah. V'oz nishlam ha'tachlis shel kol ha'olamos, an aliyah means the same way, like the Maral uses this siyur, the same way that a shliach is sent, and he accomplishes his shlichus, and he returns, and he's able to return to the mishalech, to the one who sent him, and to say, asisi shlichuscha, I did what you told me. I accomplished what I was told to accomplish. What I was told to do, I accomplished. Shabbos, the olamos return to the mishaleach. All returns to the Creator and says, I did what I was sent to do. The tachlis ma'aseh shamayim va'aretz, dahayinu. Now, what does this mean for simpletons like us? Dahinu, should be ma'isa chol, akadosh baruch hu masakin magala in yonim bibriya ba'ofen shel chol. During the week, there are all kinds of tikkunim that are taking place through our ma'isa mitzvahs and so on, all the tikkunim are learning and davening, and what akadosh baruch hu is being masakin in the world. La'achem ikein kishakvar niskan hakol. B'derech chol, but all of that is b'derech chol. All of that is here in this world. And when that is finished, when it comes to candle lighting, really it begins before, but Friday afternoon, ozu Shabbos v'yesh aliyah l'chol advar. Then it's Shabbos, and yesh aliyah l'chol advar. Everything returns, everything ascends. During the week, all of the tikkunim are in the way of chol. And on Shabbos, there's an aliyah. K'mo yichein kol ha'tarva ha'mitzvahs, sh'onu mekayimim b'maysa chol yesh lam aliyah b'Shabbos. all of our Torah mitzvahs that we were working on during the week have an aliyah. Report back, give yachal to the Mishalaya. V'imekabim az erach u'mashmaus acheres. And they receive a different, once they rise and connect to the Makar, it takes on a completely different levush, a different surah. He explains a little bit more. Ubir inyan zehu, dehine al pipshat, hamitzlus and kelly. It's a very big yisai. Hamitzvah haschar mitzvah, him shneim dvarim nefrad. Al pipshat, there's the mitzvah. And if we're good boys, we do the mitzvah. We do the mitzvahs. And then there's the schar mitzvah. And then we're rewarded for the mitzvah. There's the mitzvah and there's the schar mitzvah. And heim shnei dvarim nifrad. And these are two separate things. Klaimer, sha'od mekayim mitzvah, v'alkein bedin hu sheyitol scharo. If you did what you're supposed to, then the bedin hu, it's right and it's just, that the person should be able then to receive his reward. So the little person, a person works hard, and he goes to get his paycheck, finished. So there's the malacha, and there's the maiseha malacha, that the guy's working on in the job. Then he goes to the secretary and he gets his check. So the simple way of looking at our lives is that this is a world where we work. And then afterwards, you go to the cashier at the end, after 120. And you hand in everything and then you get your schar. The schar. Om the malpi pnimius advarim ein zekei. However, al pi pnimius advarim, that's not how it works. It's not an meaning of exchanging or cashing in the mitzvah for something else. It's all one thing. The schar mitzvah and the mitzvah are one thing. The Yom Chazal say, in Erevin, Hayom La'asai, Simul Marcha L'Kabel Scharam. Today, in this world, we do the mitzvahs, and tomorrow, in the next world, we receive the schar. Hainu, shaba'olam ha'asiya, shuha olam shel hayom la'asaisam. This world of action, this world that we live in, is the time of hayom la'asaisam, of working, and Torah mitzvahs. Mosu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Adam, sheyisaken tikkun mesiyom. Hashem has assigned us. He was mishaleach us. He sent us to be mesakein certain tikkunim in this world. V'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Adam sheyikayim mitzvah shaynes. He gave us different jobs to do. V'ideizei, and through these jobs, yaseh tikkunim shaynem achal olamis. We don't know how, but when we do these things, from the moment we wake up, negel vaser, and then davening, tefillin, and so on, that by doing these things, by doing our job, they're tikkunim shaynim achal olamis. We're bringing about tikkunim in all worlds. Achadayin ein hada margish es or hamitzvah v'sharasha. But in this world, which is hayom la'asayisam, we don't feel the light of the mitzvah. We don't feel, we're not connecting to the sharish of the mitzvah. We're just doing our job. Ves hashuras hashchina sheyesh al mitzvah zayis. And we don't experience, I mean, that tzaddikim that are living in this world already, Me'ein and Olam Haba, and Shabbos, we'll talk about in a second. We don't feel, we don't experience the Hashros HaShchina, the Schar Mitzvah, the Tikkunim, the Shchina, the Hergish of the Shchina, and so on. We don't feel that. This is a world of Ayom La'asayisam, of hard work. On the Milvada Tikkunim Sha'isa Adam Ayde Mitzvah Zu, besides all the tikkunim that take place as a result of the mitzvahs that we do, hine kemoichen heichin upal dover sh'aleha yuchal lishreis hashos hashchina. We also, through every mitzvah, every moment of davening and learning and so on, we're creating a reality upon which the shechina can chal. where the Shechina can connect to. Lachas man loy lam haba, which will be mezgale, which will be revealed after we leave this world at 120. In olam haba, we'll see. Vaz yargish es or hamitzvah, then we will be able to experience and to feel the light of the mitzvahs that we did while we were alive. That's the schamitzvah. The schamitzvah is the mitzvah. It's not that you exchange it like a little kid in the arcade, where you got a certain score and then you go with 45 million points to the thing and they give you a rubber ducky. It's not exchanging for something else. The schar mitzvah is the gilui of what the mitzvah is. It's revealed to the person that Hashroas HaShechina is seen, is felt as an experience, and is experienced. This is the mitzvah. But what you did in this while you were alive during those years on earth that you didn't see, you were just doing your job. You were doing your shlichus. When you return to the mishaleach, to the one who sent you, the inyan of returning to the mishaleach is there's a gilui of all of the tikkunim, of all of the or, of all of the hashvas hashchina, of the mitzvah itself. You don't need anything else then. Nobody's going to say, that's it. That's it. But that's it. That's everything. Like I remember when we were in sixth grade, the teacher had this idea to divide the class, the English teacher, she divided the class into two groups, and the whole year was unbelievable competition. It was like a color war the whole year, but everything was spelling, with grammar, with everything was two teams. It was mamish, it was ferocious, the competition and everything. And if a kid spoke, so then, oh, she takes off a point from the team. And everybody, the rest of the guys from the city, what kind of rush are you? What are you doing? And she had everybody going like this. And she told us that we're getting, I didn't know what we're going to get. I thought we were going to get, at those days, a colored television. I didn't know what we're going to get at the end of the year. At the end of the year, she gave us like a little, I was on the winning team, it was called the Vikings. We got a plastic bag with erasers and like pencils and stuff. A little plastic zipper thing. And we all got this and we go, it was 10 months of homework, 10 months of doing stuff. And she gives us, I thought we're going to go to see a baseball game, but we're going to go. That's it. The Teretz is, that's it. That was it. That was the prize. We're not masik what that means. The schar mitzvah mitzvah. That we're going to be masik, then we're going to be able to be margish, to feel, to experience the or hamitzvah, the or of hanachas tefillin, the or of tzitzis, the or of kiddush, the or of shabbos, the or of shmiras halavim. We'll be able to be margish, to experience, to feel this or betachlis abihirs. Tachlis abihirs. Ultimate clarity. Tachlis abihirs. Zeh hamadrega shel olam haba shozeh aliyah l'chol hamaisim shesinu b'olam hazeh. That is the meaning, again, a tam. There's a deep inyan in the svar. It's hard to give it over. But the inyan of the aliyah, of everything that we do during our lives, we'll have an aliyah. Not something different. The tefillin that we put on. The Shabbos that we kept. Whatever it was, it was. It was without the hergish. Everything will have an aliyah. And everything will be what it really, really, the etzim is. Will be revealed for what it is. The Marshal assigned us. He gave us these assignments, and the assignments have a certain gvul. It's a kazai, it's a kibetzah. This is a Shabbos is this much, and Yontiv is that much, and so on. And you have to put on tefillin every day, and you have to daven a shachas minchah. Everything gvulim. how much we have to do. V'achar she'asinu zayis kvar yashrim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ashem yedeinu la'asos. A human being can't finish. A human being is not able to finish all the tikkunim. Hashem finishes whatever is finished. V'yala ha'kol l'sharsha. And then everything rises, ascends to where it came from. Now, in this world, it's called a mitzvah. When it ascends, its name changes. It's the same thing, but its name changes. It's then called what? What's it called when it ascends? What's it called when it rises? Schar mitzvah. Then it becomes schar mitzvah. It's the same thing. Shad ato heisa kruy b'shem mitzvah, v'ate mechuni b'shem schar mitzvah. The same thing. It's the same tefillin. Same sixes. Here it's called mitzvah, work hard. I don't know. I don't what this is. I don't see where it comes from or what it's doing. I don't see the tikkunim. It says, okay, I believe I'll do whatever I have to do. Mitzvah. When it has an aliyah, when it has the aliyah at the end of life, it's chai mitzvah. You don't change it for something different. This is this. That's what it is. It's just revealed what it is. The schar mitzvah is oz magishim b'chush. The schar mitzvah is oz magishim b'chush. Because I just want to get the Shabbos. Oz magishim b'chush is noyim u'mesikus or ha-mitzvah. Then you feel b'chush. B'chush. Tangible. The noyim u'mesikus, the sweetness, the pleasantness, the sweetness, or ha-mitzvah kefi shehi b'sharsha. As the mitzvah is bisharsha, ubeisha hamitzvah mishtanis lamadregas schar mitzvah, and at that point when it changes in name from being mitzvah to now being called schar mitzvah, yesh aliyah lamitzvah shemis alis lamadrega nalis yoyse b'masha hoyse kardel mechen. It has an aliyah. The mitzvah has an aliyah. It's the same mitzvah. It has an aliyah to schar mitzvah. What's Shabbos and Chassidus? The one sees even in Gashmias by the Tzaddikim was a different world. A different world. Not a little daven, a little nap, a little bit of a shia. A different world. The 6 days of the week are from the world of Olam Hazeh, Hayom La'asayisam, the 6 days of the week. Sheish Yisamei HaMaisa, Hayom La'asayisam. Vilu Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, not Olam Haba, but Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, meaning on Shabbos is the Madregas Schar Mitzvah, She Shabbos Hu Aliyah Shal Yemay Sachol, Shabbos is the Aliyah, Me'ein, of what's going to be at 120 and what's going to be for the entire world after this world is done. Me'ein. Olam Haba. U'b'Shabbos mis'alim kol ha'mitzvah she'yimay sachal. All the mitzvahs of the 6 days of the week have an aliyah on Shabbos. If a person lives in the oimik of Shabbos, in the pnimius of Shabbos, if a person lives in the Baal Shem Tov of Shabbos, he's able to feel the chush. Not after we don't have a body, it's more, of course, you can't compare. But he's able to have a feeling, b'chush, of what the mitzvah is, b'sharasha, of what his davening was during the week, of what his learning was, of what his mitzvah is accomplished. Ki b'shabbos choyza kol dover l'sharasha, v'chol dover shu oz kefi shu b'sharasha, shezer loshen shovas, which means what? She kol dover shov v'choyza l'sharasha. It means the return to the sharash. Everything then receives an aliyah. And because of this, again, we're still alive. Therefore, the Shabbos has the kachti mashpia to the coming week. Because we are allowed to remain in this world. So the hashpois, the or, and the Shechina of all that had an aliyah from Leah Shabbos, from this past week, and was Mezgala and had an aliyah on Shabbos is a mashpia to the coming week. V'yimekor ha-brocha v'ashpor al ha-shavu ha-bo. V'nimsa sh'shnei dvarim oylem b'kanechot. Sh'gam aliyah liyom ha-kaidim. It's an aliyah for the last week, for the last 6 days before the Shabbos. V'gam mekor ha-ashpor l'shavu ha-bo. And it's the mekor of the ha-ashpor, of the or of this coming week to be with us down here in this miserable world. To have a tam, to have a cheshik, to have a chiyas. Obviously, this requires tremendous explanation. Shabbos is the makar, is the life of the makar, the source of life of all week. This or was mezgala bepoil, like everything we spoke about from the beginning of the year. Bepoil lemaisa in the way of the Baal Shem. Shenita Meshus from the Shemaim, Hashem gave Reshus at that time of the Baal Shem when he came to the world. That Tzadikim liyos dovuk be'elu ha'aris ve'enyonim. That Tzadikim, the great Jews, anybody who wants to, can be dovuk to this inyan of schar mitzvah while being in the guf. When all the mitzvahs have an aliyah on Shabbos, and all the tefillahs and all the learning have an aliyah on Shabbos. At Shenita lehem Reshus lo'heridus enyonim ha'elu b'parol mamash l'adam hazeh, into this world. Hashem gave Rishus at that time to bring into the world such a Shabbos. Sheti a Shabbos al pi hamashmo shel pnimis advarim, a Shabbos of me'in olam haba. Not when a Jew says when he lies down and he's tired and he hits the pillow, he says, ach, me'in olam haba. That's not me'in olam haba, that's me'in olam haza. It's me'in olam haba. A person eats a grub of potato called it's time for Noilam Hazah. Melekiba kol Shabbos perish chadash v'tzura chadash. Shabbos received a new tzura. Again, it's a tzura of the Arizal, of the Zohar Kaddish, just bepoil, lemaisa. V'nitin letzadikim kor sheyuchel lohared legalish Shabbos, she'enem akstam zeich lemaisa b'reish of zeich lemaisa b'reish, not just to remember maisa Yitzhak Zayman and my separations. El Shabbashi Makar Hachaim is the source of my life now. It's the root of any feeling that I could have. Any chush, any hergish for Shechina. Any hergish that I could have for Kedusha. Any chush, any sense, any excitement that I could have. Achiyas of being a Jew during the week. Shokol HaShavu HaBo V'Haliyah Shokol HaShavu HaShavah. The coming week, all the chiyas, and the aliyah of everything from the past week. It's not just that, it was already, all this is in the Zohar. And the Kisvei, it's not an inyan of just knowing it. Hashem gave Rishus to bring these limudim of the Zohar and the Ari down into this world with Parol Mamash. To all those who are connected to him. A different Shabbos. Therefore, the Chassidim always looked at Shabbos not as a day of this, a day of that, as the Makor Chaim, as life itself. V'Shabbos haya gan Eden shel kol ha-shavua. Lo yichon l'chakas kol ha-shavua. Mos ha-yov v'Shabbos. Couldn't the whole week to wait. Mos ha-yov v'Shabbos. The person goes to Yerushalayim and you're wondering, even now you go, you see by Rabbi Aralech, I remember when I was a kid, we used to go, and they're getting up and going to Tish, 2 o'clock, coming, 6 o'clock in the morning, and they don't have Sunday off either, you understand? And he's like, when do you guys enjoy your Shabbos? They don't understand what you're talking about. This is Shabbos. This is our lives. This is everything. It's a different surah of a Shabbos. I know there are questions and discussions. I'm sorry, I'm running down. We'll continue. There's a lot to talk about.